Throw on your warmest winter coat and arm yourself for battle, because this week's Discovery travels to a chilly land to fight an icy queen. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, Disney's animators recently told their own version of Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen in Frozen. Now, author Karen Foxley offers her own take in the children's fantasy Ophelia and the Marvelous Boy. Well, the story follows Ophelia Jane Worthington Wittard and her family to a snowy land where her father is working on an exhibition in a grand old museum. The family is still mourning Ophelia's mother, and while Ophelia's father throws himself into his work, Ophelia and her sister are left to explore the expansive museum. One day, Ophelia finds a little room where a magical boy has been held prisoner, and he's relying on Ophelia to break him out and help him save the world from the evil Snow Queen. Well, despite the story's mostly modern setting, the tone of Ophelia and the Marvelous Boy feels more like a classic fable, a prim and proper tale of evil queens and powerful wizards and clever little girls who find themselves caught up in the middle. At the center of it all is Ophelia, an inquisitive little girl who firmly believes in all things scientific. She's sad but sensible, a charming main character, and when she meets the boy, she's understandably skeptical. Yet her natural kindness and curiosity lead her to set out on an unexpected adventure, and along the way, she learns to follow her heart and believe in the magic all around her. Granted, the story itself isn't particularly surprising, and Foxley drops enough hints that young readers will most likely see the twists coming well in advance. But it's a fanciful story full of adventure and mystical creatures, following an ordinary young girl who becomes an extraordinary heroine. So is it worth fighting alongside this sad little girl and her marvelous friend? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Melancholy yet magical, it's sure to spark young readers' imagination and remind parents of the tales that they read as kids, making it a book that families can enjoy together. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Ophelia and the Marvelous Boy by Karen Foxley is 151 fast and fanciful pages long and is available from Alfred A. Knopf Books for Young Readers. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.